two dots?
Yeah, we're going to pick up at the two dots. We're at Vav Amud Aleph in the fourth line. So we'll pick up at the two dots. Tana Rabbanan. So the pasuk says, "V'nasati mitar artzachem be'ito yera umalkosh." If you follow the mitzvos, I will bring rain in its time. Yera umalkosh, which is the early rain and the late rain. So now the Gemara here on our amud is going to go through the etymology of the word yora and malkosh, and then learn a couple things on the side while we're at it. So the Brisa says yora. What does it mean yora? Where does that come from? Why is a rain called yore? Because shemore es abrios lahatiach kagosein ulahachnis es perosein velasos kosarchehen. Because what the early rain does is it teaches. Yore comes from the word lahorot, which means to teach. So it teaches the brios. It teaches everybody. It instructs people to plaster their roofs. In other words, to get ready for the rainy season. Plaster your roof. Bring in all of your fruit from the fields, and do everything that you need to do in order to prepare for the rainy season. That's one pshat. Davar acher, another understanding is shemerava es aretz. It saturates the land. Umashke ad tohom, and it irrigates the land all the way up to the depths, through the depths. I don't know who that is.
I don't know, but
it's not mine because I don't wear a jacket or a black hat, so it's neither. Well, this is tax season, so David's out. I don't know where Zev Kaplan's been. I don't know where. I don't know.
To answer Mutra your question,
I don't know.
Torah is Mutra and Ben Isman. And when you have Yom Tov going into Shabbos, then you don't have to learn Torah at all. Everybody knows that.
We're on Vav Amud Aleph, and we're in the seventh or eighth line. Seventh line, we're just learning why Yore, the early rain, is called Yore, and the second shot over here is because it saturates the land. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Tlameha Rave, its furrows are saturated. Naches Gidudeha, its troops, meaning its people, are Benachas. Birvivim Timogagena, it softens with the rain. Simcha Tevarech, and its sproutings, its growth is blessed. So we see from here that Rave means that's to saturate. Davar acher, another understanding of why the early rain is called Yore, because Yore sheyored benachas, because it comes down benachas, it comes down very smoothly, very softly. Ve'eno yored bezaf, it does not come down with anger. So Yore, it comes from the word Yore, to teach. And a person who teaches has to teach very softly. You cannot teach. Oh, there's number three, Rabbi Yankiv. So a person who teaches has to teach very softly. He cannot teach with anger. He cannot teach sharply because his instruction will not get heeded properly. H-E-E-D-E-D. If he is angry. So Yore, the early rain, comes from the word to teach. And you teach very softly, and that's what the early rain does. It comes down softly. Says the Gemara, maybe not. Maybe it's Yore. Yore coming from the word. Yore means to sling an arrow. It comes from the word shoot, right? So maybe that's where Yore is from. Maybe that the Yore rain is actually quite negative. Maybe it has a negative connotation because it's meshiras aperos, meaning it makes the peros fall off the tree, umashtifes hazroim, and it washes away, it floods the zera, and it floods the trees. Maybe that's the pshat in Yoras.
So it's diametric opposite. It's either that it's significant.
Yeah, I guess the Gemara initially wants to understand that Yore is always positive. So it comes from the word Yore, to instruct. You instruct calmly, or that instructs people to bring in their fruits. So the Yore is always a positive thing, and that's what the Torah is coming to teach us. V'nasati mitar atzachem be'ito Yore u'malkosh. But the Gemara now tries to understand that maybe the Yore is not. Maybe it actually comes from a negative thing. Now, I don't know how you understand in context of the pasuk. If Yore is negative, I don't know how you understand it in context, because it's saying that if you perform the mitzvos, v'nasati mitar atzachem, be'ito yore u'malkosh. So I think there's actually a Rashi. Maybe Yeah. So Rashi actually brings this up. Rashi says, if you look at Rashi Dibur Maskol O Eino Elo Sheshote Fesazroim. We'll see the whole Rashi. Hachi Gar Sinan O Eino Elo Sheshote Fesazroim. It's maybe 15 lines down in Rashi's. You see it?
Yeah.
Kelomar, this is to say, the Adhashta Amrinon Yorah LeBracha. Until now, we'd been saying all the Yorah thing is all the Yorah rain is all LeBracha. O Eino Elo Yorah Lashon Klala. Or maybe no, maybe it's a Lashon Klala. Maybe in fact, a Yorah is a negative. Kemo Yoro Yirare. You will be thrown down. Sheshover Hakol. It breaks everything. Maybe the early rains actually break things. O Lashon Chetz. Like an arrow, Hayorah, that is shot out of the bow. And if you were to understand it that way, this is what the Pasuk would be saying. Now Rashi is going to stretch the Pasuk, because this is mamish, a stretch. This is not what the Pasuk means. But Rashi says this is how you would have to understand the Pasuk. If you follow my mitzvos, v'chulei, v'imlav, now the v'imlav is parenthetical, because of course the Torah doesn't say v'imlav, it just continues with what sounds like if you keep the mitzvos, but parenthetically, v'imlav, and if you do not keep the mitzvos, v'nasati mitaretzachem, I will bring rain. Yore, l'ra'a, it will be an actual negative rain. And milsa ba'almahu, it's a general statement, the Torah is saying. V'orcha de b'raisa l'misni ki ha'gavna. The b'raisa is saying something in general, meaning the b'raisa is not really being meduyuk with the pasuk. Maybe the b'raisa, this is like kind of like the way the b'raisa, the way that the Gemara often speaks. Not that it's being medayik, or that it's meduyik within the psukim, because it's really not. And if you wanted to read it within the psukim, you'd have to really stretch it like this. But this is the way the Gemara talks. The Gemara here is presenting another option because it wants to get to another point. So that's what the Gemara here says. Maybe it's a negative.
Is it more logical, Deek, because we don't think that this is necessarily Rashi, that it would be that much more of a stretch versus Rashi that would go to something that's more, I don't want to say simplistic, but more pushed in its imbalances?
I don't know about that. I wouldn't have, if this were Rashi and we knew definitively that it was Rashi, I wouldn't have any more of a problem saying that it's a stretch.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And right. If Rashi were to comment on this, I think he would have to say something similar.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait.
No, but I'm saying, would Rashi say something like that, or would Rashi's Derek Alimud be more straightforward?
No, I think that Rashi would say something. I think that's how Rashi would have to say it.
I'm missing something. This is not Rashi.
Oh, yeah, you were missing something, because we learned in an earlier Gemara, actually, the Maritz Chiyas, which is a commentary in the back of the Gemara.
Yeah.
So he comments on Daf Beis that this is that in his opinion and in the opinion of many others, this is not Rashi. This is rather another Rishon, perhaps a Talmud of Rashi. Yeah. And he brings a number of I don't know if you can call them Rayas, but Svaras for his.
Are there those who think that this is Rashi?
I believe so.
Okay.
Do you believe it's Rashi?
I really have no opinion on this.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, if you did believe it was Rashi, then you would be the one that says that you believe that it was Rashi.
Yeah.
I think that there are people who say that this is Rashi. This is,
If you look at the Rashis earlier, they're very, very lengthy Rashis.
They are lengthy Rashis.
Yeah.
It's not unheard of for Rashi to be lengthy. Rashi does often comment. One of Maritz Chiyas' arguments is that Rashi is very verbose in this Masechta. I haven't really seen that much of Rashi's that have substantiated that.
Because
I'm not a bucking Rashi per se.
There are Gemara, so we know definitively, and even says explicitly that it's the Rashbam.
And then there are Gemara's like Nazir, where it's kind of known that it's attributed to Rashi, but it's not really Rashi.
Or if you go in Talmud, it's Lav Dafka, not Rashi. On the page, it's explicitly not Rashi.
Where?
In Tamid and Meila.
In Tamid, okay. There you have it.
This is, but this sounds like there's more of a machloket here.
And
it's not
it is a machlokes. Whether this is Rashi or not, it's definitely a Rishon. Mm-hmm. So we definitely know. Lil Modani Tzarech, it definitely requires an understanding. And at any rate, the Gemara here is dachuk enough that you have to understand it somehow this way. At any rate, the Gemara says maybe that's the case. So it says the Gemara in the first wide line, Tamalomar, therefore the Torah teaches us Malkosh. There's Yorah and there's Malkosh. Ma Malkosh Levracha, af Yorah Levracha. Just like Malkosh we know is Levracha, so to Yorah, which is juxtaposed to it, also must be Livracha. Well, says the Gemara, that's nice and dandy, but how do we know that Malkush in fact is Livracha? How do you know Malkush is Livracha? Maybe in fact the late rain is negative also. Maybe it destroys houses and it breaks down the trees, and it brings out the locusts. Or if you're a Baltimorean, cicadas, which is the same word, sakaim. Mm-hmm. Sounds like. When are we up for cicadas? Pretty soon, right?
Let's see. The last time there were cicadas was 2004. And
it was
like,
four. It's 18 years or 19 years?
It's 18 or it's 16. I don't remember.
Is it like a locust plague or something?
Yeah. I don't know about a plague, but in Baltimore, essentially only Baltimore, right?
It's only Baltimore, and it's like less like a plague and more like vaguely annoying.
Yeah.
Like they come out. Be taken aback by
right, he would not be taken aback by it, but it's awfully irritating. They come out in droves. I mean, they come out in droves, yeah.
Well, for how long?
Several weeks.
And what time of the year?
And then they just die.
What time of the year?
Fall, spring. I have no idea.
I don't know either.
I only experienced one of them.
I didn't experience any. I experienced the death of them as they were dying and falling off the trees and. You know, but they literally, they get into your, like, they fly into your face, and they just, and then
there's
you're
like
driving,
a ton of them, and
you're driving,
loud.
You have to put on your windshield wipe, because you're, like, wiping off locusts off.
And then they're all just dead.
Yeah, and then one day they just die, and then you see them some kind of, like, flapping around in the floor. It's awfully disgusting.
It makes you
crunching.
Appreciate that Hashem runs the universe.
My wife would be hysterical. Yeah, I mean, it would. Yeah, it's very.
Most wives wouldn't take that much. You don't even need like.
Unless you're like a very laid back person, it's very irritating. It's very, very irritating. And if you're like a very stressed out person, like anxious person, then it's extremely irritating. It's a really great. It's a great season for therapists, I think.
If you're an Istanist, it's a very difficult.
It's very difficult. Yeah, it's very, very difficult. I think that they. I think people say that they taste very good, but.
Are they kosher?
I don't think so.
They are kosher locusts.
They are kosher locusts, absolutely.
I'm not sure if the Baltimore breed of cicada has made that list yet.
No, I think Baltimore by itself postles it. Talmud Lomer, anyway, you might think that the Malkush is bad. Talmud Lomer, Yoreh. Therefore, the Torah teaches you Yoreh. Ma Yoreh Levracha of Malkush Levracha. So now we're going a little bit circular. Because we tried to say that maybe Yoreh is negative. No, because it's juxtaposed to Malkush, which is positive. Well, how do we know Malkush is positive? Maybe it's negative. Well, it's juxtaposed to Yoreh, which is positive. But you can't do that. That's circular logic. Mm-hmm. Okay? It doesn't take a genius to figure out. You're just going in circles here. So the Gemara says, we got to find another source. V'yoreh gufei minalan. So then how do we know that Yoreh itself is positive? Because I have a pasuk for you, dechsev. U'bnei tzion yagilu. The people of Zion should rejoice and be happy with Hashem your God, because He has given you the early rain, litztaka, as a charity. So we see that Moreh is positive. And it will rain for you, Moreh Umalkush, Barishon, on the first month. So we see that Yoreh, in fact, is a very good thing, because it's litztaka. And since Yoreh is a good thing, Malkush, which is juxtaposed to it, is also a good thing. Tamar Rabbanan, Yehuda. When it says Tamar Rabbanan, do you know how many Rabbanan we're talking about?
I do. A ton.
A ton of Rabbanan.
A ton of Rabbanan.
Tamar Rabbanan. You're a Mar Cheshvan. That's your.
I appreciate
that's
your emotional
hazing.
Support.
it's your hazing. Yeah. As a new guy, you always get that.
You didn't learn Rosh Hashanah.
Right, exactly. And for those who didn't learn Beit, so they got that.
Recently religious.
Oh, okay, very good. So now you know. Now I taught you something you didn't know. Tana Rabbanan.
Every day.
Tana Rabbanan Yoreh b'mar Cheshvan u'malkush b'nisan. The Bereishis says that the Yoreh rain, the early rain, comes in Cheshvan, and the late rain comes in Nisan. Now says the Bereishis, continues, Ata omer Yoreh b'mar Cheshvan u'malkush b'nisan. You want to tell me that, in fact, the early rain comes in Cheshvan, and the late rain comes in Nisan? Maybe not. Maybe o'eino elo Yoreh b'tishrei u'malkush b'iyar. Maybe, in fact, the early rain comes in Tishrei, and the late rain comes in Iyar. In other words, there are general seasons. There are general seasons for the rains, so how can you tell me in particular that the early rain comes specifically in Cheshvan and the late rain specifically in Nisan? Maybe it's a little bit earlier, maybe it's a little bit later. How do I know? Talmud Lomar. Therefore, the Torah teaches you Be'ito, because it says Be'ito Yore Umalkosh. So therefore, the Be'ito is telling you it's specifically the season for rain, which is Cheshvan, the season for the late rain, which is Nisan. So Be'ito is telling you specific time. I was just thinking, the Gemara's Havamin over here is maybe it's not exactly Cheshvan and Nisan, maybe it's a little bit earlier, right? So the Gemara is saying that really there's a general season for rain. Right? So how do I know that, in fact, the early rain comes in the Cheshvan? Maybe the early rain comes a little bit earlier. Maybe the late rain comes a little bit later. How do I know? So the Torah teaches you Be'ito.
Nisan is already late for rain. And how could I even think about Iyar?
What?
There's no rain in Iyar. In Eretz Israel.
The Gemara over here poses that maybe it's maybe the late rain is I wonder if when the Torah says Venasati Mitar Artzach and Be'ito Yoro Malkosh is talking specifically about, I guess it is specifically Eretz Yisrael, but you're saying in ER it's already that's not rainy season anymore. B'chlal.
I've seen it right in the ear, but it's very unusual.
Mm-hmm.
So this is coming to touch up the earlier Mishnah. About
then what's the Gemara's asking? What's the Gemara's Havamina that I would think ER?
Well, the Gemara's going to reject it anyway.
And I know that, but the Gemara has a Havamina. The Gemara's Havamina must be, there must be some reality to it. You can't just say.
Havamina is a Havamina.
Right. The Havamina is that the Havamina is valid. Right? There was one time back when I was in yeshiva and I didn't know anything. So we had a Rebbe who was teaching the Gemara, and he gave over the Havamina, and he gave over the Maskana. So one guy raises his hand and says, what's the point learning the Havamina? It's ridiculous. You know, like, we're just going to get to the Maskana anyway. Like, why do we even bother with it? So the next day, he gave a shir, a lumdish shir, on just a Havamina of the Gemara. There was a lumdis in the Havamina. Even though the Havamina was rejected, but there's a lumdis to the Havamina. Every Havamina has a lumdis, has an understanding, has a svara. You know, the Gemara's not just throwing it out. The Gemara here is saying maybe the late rain comes in ER. Means that the late rain, that there's a shaychus to the late rain in ER. And he's saying, practically speaking, it's not true, because ER is already past the time. I mean, we're already at the end of Nisan, and we're done with the rains. So practically how do you understand this?
This year we might see some rain in ER because it's earlier in the solar year. But,
right. So it could be that that's what the Gemara is saying. It could be on a Balabatish level that during certain years, it could be that an ER is still pertinent to the rain.
But practically speaking, this wouldn't alter the insertion, because the insertion isn't relative like that.
What do you mean the insertion?
The insertion of Merit Atal. It's linked to Hagim as opposed to the logical time for rain.
Right, exactly. Well, yeah, I guess it wouldn't impact that.
Because I thought that was like what the Iker was earlier, right? Like, when is rain?
Right. I don't know. I don't know how you touch this Gemara up with that.
That's a good question. When I was in Kfar Chassidim last May.
Say again?
Kfar Chassidim last May.
Mm-hmm.
For 5 minutes, it poured against us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I've seen like a downpour in ER. I have seen it, but in fact, it was on Yom Yerushalayim, I remember. But
Yom Yerushalayim.
That was Yom Yerushalayim in 2007.
Yeah. I think it was. Yeah.
I was there because somebody was like, this never happens.
I remember that. I mean,
yeah.
It was always,
really?
Yep.
Yeah. And even when it does, it's like a one-time thing. It's not like you have a rainy season in here, you know?
And even that, it was raining for like 20 minutes or something, and everyone was like shocked.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
Huh. I don't know. Tzarech Iyun, a bit. What the Gemara's Havamina here is that ER would be pertinent to a late rain. I don't know. But the Gemara says at any rate that Be'ito is telling you that it's a specific time. It's a very specific time. Right? There's a famous Gemara that says that Be'ita Achishena, when it comes to Mashiach, it'll come Be'ita and it'll come Achishena, right? The Pasuk says, Be'ita Achishena, I will bring it, I will hasten it in its time. So the Gemara asks, what are you going to do? It's either going to come in its time or it's going to be hastened. You can't have one or the other, right? So, if you understand here, like the Gemara's understanding here, that Be'ito is a very, very specific time. So then that Gemara is very meduyuk. It's saying, look, it's either Be'ita, meaning it's either an exact time, or it's Achishena. It can't be one or the other. Be'ita is not a general thing, because if it were a general thing, then the Gemara couldn't ask that. It could be that it's a general time, and Achid Shena, I'll bring it a little bit earlier, within that general time. But the word Be'ita is telling you a very specific time. So therefore, right. So anyway, it's interesting to note that the word Be'ita, or Ace, an Ace is not just a season, but it's a specific time within a season. At any rate, keep
also
that
in mind. Hardware store.
What?
Ace.
It's also a hardware store, which is a good point, unless you're Sephardi, in which case it's 8, and there's no 8 hardware store. So I guess the hardware store is Ashkenazi, right? It's Ashkenazi hardware
but
store.
I don't trust Ashkenazi building things.
Right, that's a good point.
We're not really
okay,
so good at that.
Turkey on that one also. Malkush, what is the etymology of the word Malkush? Amarav Nahilai bar idi amar Shmuel. Davar Shemal Kosh Yosehen Shal Yisrael. It is something which cuts down the stubbornness of Klal Yisrael. Because Klal Yisrael, and during the late rainy season, when they see that there's nothing happening, there's no rain happening, so what do? They daven to Hashem. So the Malkush comes, the rainy season comes, and it cuts down their stubbornness, meaning they see that it's really taloi in their davening to Hashem, that the Malkush comes because they davened. So it softens them, so to speak. It softens them up, and it makes them realize that the rain comes because of their kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the only way it comes. Debei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, Debei Rabbi Shmuel learns, Davar Shemamali Tvua B'Kasheha. It is called Malkosh because it is Mamale. It fills up the produce within the stalks. But Masnisa Tana, in a Braisa we learned, Davar Sheyored Al Hamalilos V'Alakashen. It is called Malkosh because it is a combination of the word Melilos, which are ears, and kashin, which are the stalks. So it's yored, it comes down on the melilos and the kashin. That's why it's called malkosh. Very cute.
Turn it up on like to wheat?
What?
It's like wheat?
Yeah, like wheat and barley and grains. Turn it up on. Yoreb amar cheshvan umalkosh benisan. Again, we have the same statement over here that the Yorah early rains come in Cheshvan and the late rains come in Nisan. Now, Ata Omer Yorah Mara Cheshvan O Enu Ela B'Chodesh Kislev. You want to tell me that the early rain comes in Cheshvan, but maybe it doesn't come until Kislev. So Talmud Loimer Beito Yorah Umalkosh. It comes in its time. Same type of brisa, same type of result. Ma Malkosh Beito Af Yorah Beito. Just like the late rain comes specifically in its time, because you don't have a late rain that comes in Iyar. So too, the early rain comes Be'ito specifically in its time. Tanya Idach, we have another Braisa, skipping the parentheses. Yoreh b'mar Cheshvan u'malkosh b'nisan. The early rain comes in Cheshvan and the late rain comes in Nisan. Same statement. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's what Rabbi Meir says. But Chachamim omrim, Yoreh b'kislev, that the early rain comes at Kislev. Now, man Chachamim, who is the Chachamim? The Gemara is going to say, I'm Rav Chizda, Rav Yossi. He, Rav Chizda says, it's Rav Yossi. And how do we know it's Rav Yossi? Because we have a Braisa. And in this Braisa, we're going to quote a number of Shitas, and we're going to come out that Rav Yossi is the only one who holds that there can be an early rain in Kislev. According to the other Tanaim that we're going to quote, there is no early rain in Kislev whatsoever. Says the Braisa, the Tanya. We have a Braisa that says, Ezuhi Revia Rishona. What is the first rain? Now the Gemara here refers to rain as a revia. Okay, revia is a marital relation, right? Revia is a reference to a relationship, usually a relationship between man and a woman. But the Torah often also refers to it as a in terms of bestiality. But it always has to do with a sexual relationship.
It inherently has a negative connotation.
I don't think so.
By animals, it's a lot. Just the lesson is always a lot of times by animals.
Yeah, a lot of times it is by animals, but it's not necessarily a negative connotation. But it's always some kind of sexual connotation. So the Gemara on Vav Amud Beis, which you're going to be learning on Thursday evening with Dr. Kallis and Mirza Hashem, will explain why rain is called a revia. The Gemara will explain that the rain to the ground is like a man to a woman. The Gemara will explain exactly how that works.
You left it for him to deal with that. So.
What? Exactly. I skipped out. Yeah. Right. I wasn't going to go just because of the end of tax season. I was actually just leaving because I didn't want to have to deal with these very complicated type of I don't have the language to deal with these kinds of things, or the maturity for that purpose. What? Yeah, it's really the maturity issue.
Midrash,
yeah, exactly.
Nice blaming on the language there.
What?
Nice blaming on the language.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I always fall back on the language. The Gemara is now going to quote a Baraisa. Ezuhi Ravi Rishona. What is the first rain? So says the Gemara here, there are three periods of the first rain. The Yore rain has three smaller periods within it. Habechira, the early rain, meaning the first part of the early rain, is Beshlosha B'mar Cheshvan. That falls down in the third of Cheshvan. Beinonis, the middle part of the early rain, is on Shivabo, is on the seventh, 4 days later. And Afela, the late part of the early rain, if you will, is B'Shiva Aserbo. That's on the 17th. All of that is in Cheshvan. Divi Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, not exactly. He says B'Shiva, it's the first part of the early rain is on the 7th. Ubi Yud Zayin, the second part is on the 17th. Ube Esr Mushlosha, and on the 23rd. All of those being in Cheshvan. But Rabbi Yossi Omer, Bi Yud Zayin of Cheshvan, Be Esr Mushlosha Be Cheshvan, Ube Rosh Chodesh, Kislev. So now we know that when the Braisa says that maybe the early rain is in Kislev, it's got to go according to Rabbi Yossi, because he's the only one who learns that you can have a part, a segment of the early rain that falls out in Kislev. The Chen Hayah Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ein HaYechidim Misanim. Rabbi Yossi says similarly, Kishli Taso, that Ein HaYechidim Misanim, people do not fast, Ad Sheyagia Rosh Chodesh Kislev. This is the Gemara we're going to get to later about when do we fast for the rains that haven't fallen. Rabbi Yossi says that the Yechidim do not fast until Rosh Chodesh Kislev. And that's Lishitaso, because that's the last part of the early rain. If at the last part of the early rain it still hasn't rained, that's trouble. That's trouble. We got to fast for that. Amar Rav Chizda Halachic Rav Yossi. Rav Chizda says the halacha follows Rav Yossi. Amemar Masnila, the Rav Chizda Bahalishna. Amemar, however, learns Rav Chizda in a completely different context, not having anything to do with Rav Yossi. And in this context, he says, "B'shloshah b'mar Cheshvan sholem es hayushalmim." On the third of Cheshvan, we ask for rain. Rabbi Gamliel Omer b'shiva bo. Rabbi Gamliel says it's on the seventh that we ask for rain. And Amr Rav Chizda halachic Rabbi Gamliel. Rav Chizda says the halach is like Rabbi Gamliel. So according to this part of Rav Chizda, it has nothing to do with Rabbi Yossi. Rav Chizda is simply commenting on the machlokes here between Rabbi Gamliel and the Tanakama of this Braisa. Kaman Azla Hadatanya. The following Braisa, who does the following Braisa go like? Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, Geshamim sheyardu shiva yamim ze'acher zeh. When you have rain that falls for 7 days consecutively, Atamona bohen revia rishona, ushnia, ushlishis. You can call that, you would count that as the first part of the early rain, second part of the early rain, and the third part of the early rain, which, as Rashi explains, means if you have 7 consecutive days of rain, then that would be the first part, that would be between the first part and second part of the early rain, or between the second part and the third part of the early rain. If you have 7 consecutive days of rain, who does that go like? Well, that has to go like Kaman Rabbi Yossi. That must go like Rabbi Yossi. Why? Because if you look back at the previous Braisa where we had the three-way machlokas, according to the other guys, there's never a 7-day gap between the first part, second part, and third parts of the early rain. According to the first Shita, it was 4-day gap between the first part and the second part, and then there was a 13-day gap, and then there was a, or I should say there was a 4-day gap between the first and the second, and then there was a 10-day gap between the second and the third. And then Rabbi Yehuda said there was a 10-day gap between the first and the second, and there was a 6-day gap between the second and the third. But according to Rabbi Yossi, it goes 17, 23, 30. So it goes, or 31, really, because it's the first day of Kislev. So it's a 7-day period, 7-day gap in between each one. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, it can work out that if you have that 7 days consecutive, then you're talking about the early part of the first rain to the middle part of the first rain, or the middle part of the first rain to the latter part of the first rain. That goes like Rabbi Yossi. Amar Rav Chisda halachik Rabbi Yossi. Rav Chisda says the halacha follows Rabbi Yossi. And we are actually going to stop here because the next Gemara takes us very, very far into the next Amud. So I'm not even going to get started with that. And I will leave it up to Dr. Callis to plow through it.
When is it going to start on Thursday?
Starting at 9 p.m.
Okay.
This Gemara coming up on Vavim and Beis is quite quick. So I would imagine, even though he's starting at 9:30, he's not going to end too much later than...
Did you say 9:30?
I'm sorry, 9 o'clock. He won't end too much later than 9:30. Because he won't... I would imagine it's going to be relatively quick. How quickly did we do this one? So this is a 30-minute. I would imagine it's going to be another 30-minute one because it's basically... it's basically a gadatas. Okay.